Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I this Thursday evening. We were just talking about how the Lord is our only hope. God is so wonderful and He's a marvelous hope, but everything else is in trouble. And we're just trusting the Holy Ghost is going to touch Brother Freedom tonight again and bring a word, especially if you're living in a place where there's a lot of troubles. Listen close because the Holy Ghost has the answer. God's Word has the answer. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful goodness. Thank you for your wonderful, fantastic anointing. We just give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We love you. You're so, so wonderful. And Father God, I apologize at times. It seems like I get so busy that I don't stay close enough to you. I don't know where the busyness comes from, but I somehow get busy. And I pray, I thank you that you're so special. And I thank you that you understand, you care. And I pray for the people that are hearing this message tonight. They need to be aware that you care exactly where we're at. You want us because you desire your children. You want your children to live with you. Your word says you long for that day. And Father, we just praise you. We honor you this night. We pray that you anoint this message to be from your heart this night. Give me strength. Give me the pouring of thy mighty spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. I truly believe we're living in the hour when we need to realize that we need to live seriously in the direction that's to the Lord. God is real, and actually everything that's coming to pass right now, our government and everything is according, God has this happened. He told me here a couple years ago this was going to happen before it ever come. And it's coming just like he said. It makes me sick, it's getting so bad. But we have to realize that we have a power that no one upon this earth can even understand, only through the Spirit of God. You can't even understand the gifts of God without God's helping you in it. They're so beyond your imagination, beyond anything that you can even think of. And I truly believe that the 91st Psalm was written for this hour we're living. We're living in a time that God's people must trust in Him. And I mean literally trust in Him. Not just think about it, but I mean it's where you're at. Trusting is putting your whole being in His hands. He that dwells in the secret place, the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Think about that. The world doesn't know anything about the secret place of God. And I have to say, I don't think many Christians do either. They have a little bit of a touch how it is, but I don't really believe they understand. And I was thinking this night when my brother here was speaking, that's where God has helped me. I'm sort of a middleman between you and the Lord. Because I've seen God do wonderful things. And I've seen how people do in themselves, and they're sort of far from Him. But there is connection that you can dwell in that secret place, that He'll come down there and abide with you. If you put your trust in Him, the Bible says in Nahum, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in Him. He knows those ones that trust in Him. If we don't trust in Him, you can't cover it up. There's no way you say, well, I trust the Lord. But if you're really not trusting the Lord, the Lord sees right through it. There's nothing that's withheld from His Spirit. His eyes search. His understanding is so intent. He knows what you're thinking. He knows whether you really mean business or just in fear, just trying to do something what you've worked out yourself. This cannot be worked out in man's intelligence. It can't be figured out in your own intellect at all. If you try to get to God on your own intellect, you'll never get there. But you've really got to come to that place that God makes you of that place that you are a receiver of Him. Many people are not at that point a receiver of the Lord. It's like a radio years ago. A receiver was the part that heard what was being said. And many of us, that's close to the Lord, we're receivers of God that we can give that out to someone else in a prophecy or in many wonderful ways. And when God was, many years ago, was teaching me, over 35, 40 years ago, I'm going to say something that I don't want anyone to think I'm exaggerating, but I'm not exaggerating, I'd be afraid to. There was never one time that God was ever off one
point on anything. When he did it, now if I try to do something within myself, yeah, that he might let me work, but there were a lot of points off. But when God did it, it's exactly right. When he told those boys, fellows about that D9, it'll go through this year, but won't go into next year. Exactly. New Year's Day, it wouldn't go into it. They come and call me up. They said, well, we sure didn't think that God would be. Well, God is that way. He's specific. He's given you a book of specifics. Jesus said, he says, that day there will be many that will be deceived. Look at the people who are deceived this day. Look at the people in troubles. They're in anguish. They're angry. They're fretting. All these things that happens in the natural. But if you'll come to that secret place and wait upon the Lord, God will really touch you. And he'll start having you grow, and you lean not in your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That's the word of God. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and you have to learn to acknowledge the Lord. He's worthy of all praise, and he's worthy of what we need. We're like a ship out here with no sails, no rudder, nothing. Without God's hand on our ship, we're misled. We can't find a way. But when God's hand's upon it, you'll sail through hard times. You'll sail through troubles. You'll have the peace in your heart that the world's not going to have. You'll have the joy of the Lord is your strength that the world doesn't have, and you'll have. There's so many things, and you'll have the love of God in your heart. That mighty love. Love suffering long is kind. Love bondeth not. Is not tough. The love of God is what we need. The expression of God's power. When God made us in his image, we do good when we follow God's ways. We take on his nature, we feel good. When we try to go it in our own way, we feel bad. We miss the calls. And pretty soon we're walking away from the Spirit of God. You say, well, I'm doing it, but you're doing it in yourself. The flesh cannot please God. The flesh is against God. And we have to learn, and that's why we got to be Spirit-led. And it's by you stopping just long enough to ask God if he'll fill you with his Spirit. At least give you a plan as Jesus would help you until you can get motivated in that direction. I'm not going to derate it, no way. You need it, but it takes a man, a woman, that will literally wait upon God. Choose him. This day I will choose him. We need to choose all of the things of God. I'm tired of making my own way, Lord. I'm tired of following my own self. Lord, help me this day. Help me that I might be learned to be an overcomer, that I might walk in your wisdom, in your knowledge, in the courage. Oh, that would have a heart of courage. The joy of the Lord would be our strength. We motivate people that are down. We'll outlift them by our presence. We'll bring the anointing down. Without the anointing, we have no power. The anointing is just a signature of God's Spirit. When the anointing there is letting you know it's about God. When there's no anointing, you have a right to question whether it's of God or not. But when they feel the Spirit of God, the glory of God, you know it's by the Almighty. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. You know, with ourselves, we make mistakes. God understands that. With God will help us to overcome our mistakes. He'll help us to walk in allegiance to him. But see where our problem is. Our eyes are not looking at the things of God. Our eyes are upon circumstances. Our eyes are upon what we own. What we're looking for. We got our eyes upon your pension plan. You got your eyes on your retirement. You got your eyes on these things. My house, so important. But God needs to be first in all these areas. Then these things, he will give you these things as he sees fit. And God will supply your every need. But when you wait upon yourself, you're selfish. See, that's why God sees it. We're selfish. When we wait upon the Lord, our heart is being converted over to a higher power. And we're submitting to the supreme being, which is God. I'm saying in my heart, I accept you. Father, I don't know anything about you, but I'm going to start calling you Father because that's what your word says. And I feel you are my Father. So with these, you start walking. And you start searching. He said, if you'll search for me, you'll surely find me. So if we should search for the Lord, it says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. You know, the Lord just this mighty strength that we need. Your church, as good as it is just to get you to him. That's what the church is for, is here it gets you saved, and then after you're saved, then gets you to God. That's just the first step to God. And what we've done for years, we have our own committees and all these things, but we're leaving God out of the benefits. See, God's got a lot of benefits for us. Oh, come on, Sheila. Oh, he that dwells single with souls, I shall abide under. He shall be under. It says, I will say of the Lord. We're going to start saying God's good. We're going to say more than that. God's going to put words in your mouth, and you're going to speak the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You'll start seeing miracles. You'll start seeing the word of God come through you. You'll see things come to pass as you speak them out, and by faith in God, it'll happen. That's the first step in the Lord. And pretty soon you get deeper and deeper and deeper, and you're walking day by day in the Spirit of God. It just doesn't happen overnight, but it grows into it. It grows as you start growing, seeking God, calling upon him, waiting upon him, he'll meet you. Call unto me, Jeremiah 33:3. It's very good. It says, call unto me, and I will answer thee. That's pretty good. Call unto me, and I'll show you great and mighty things you don't know. So what God shows you something is something you don't know. He can help you in the memory problem, the thinking problem, the knowing problem, the gift of wisdom, knowledge. All these good gifts of God come through the Spirit of God. They're part of God. The Spirit of God is part of God's, who he's made of, his nature. His nature is good. His nature is holy. And we need that holiness to make heaven. We're not just I don't believe that we just say, well, I choose to say God. The choosing is good, but there has to be something added with it. Your whole heart, your life. It's not just a saying, it's a whole, you're putting your whole being into it. I accept it. I trust because I want to do it. You can, it's easy to say, I love you, Lord, but you don't really, in reality, you don't know loving. You don't really make no commitment. You're just trying to make someone get off your back. They're trying to say you need Jesus. You say, well, okay, but that's not from your heart. When your heart, it's your heart speaking, Lord, I need you. I need to be set free this night. Any out there tonight, if you've missed your heart, you need to realize that God will set you free. He'll encourage you. He'll bless you. He'll get you saved. He'll get you full of the Holy Ghost. He'll get you power. He'll get you direction. He'll give you a visitation. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And he will move mightily in your heart. But doing it in yourself is impossible. Because you can't make one step without the move of God's Spirit. It's just like an airplane. You can't get it off the ground. You got to have that surge of power. And then it soars. It just goes. It just comes in the glory. It's no work because God's in it. He'll challenge you. He'll help you. He'll uphold you with his mighty hand. It says that a thousand shall fall to the side, but 10,000 but shall not come nigh unto thee. Only thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. 1,000 bad things can come your way. If God be for you, who can be against you? He's greater than whatever you face. Now you can't do this in yourself, but if you go God's way, he wants your body to dwell in it. And that dwelling means that you empty yourself out of all the old man, the lying, the cheating, the things of bad habits, all the wicked desires. And I empty myself out, and after I'm emptied out, I receive the Lord. Sometimes it takes a while for people, and God works with people. But that's what it is. Make it really short. You've got to empty out for him to have place to come in, room to live in your heart. When he makes room, he'll bless you. And you won't worry no more because it'll all be well for you. But that problem is when you're trying to get rid of the enemy. He's come, had you many years, And when you start resisting him, he don't want to let go. But that's when you really need God and say, Lord, I trust you to save. My life's a wreck. I'm ashamed, Father, of all I've done. And Lord, this day I choose to have you as my Savior, Father. I commit my heart this night to you, Father, to me. I commit my life. Oh, Lord, that I might have a chance for him, that I might have that glory, your glory in my life, that I might walk pleasing in my heart. Oh, Lord, help me this night. I need this night. And that's what you have. What I've said is what we need when we face God. He sees us like we are. He sees us that we're just frail children, but God wants us to mean business with it. He says, call, Lord, I want more of you. I want to be filled. I know that I don't understand, but help me to understand what I need to understand with your spirit. And God will start superseding your heart to bring a balance where you can cope with what you're facing. And I believe if God be for you, there's no one can be against you. If God be for man, all these things were more than conquerors through him which loves us. I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels, nor principality, the thing present in the height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's so many scriptures relate to this power. Oh, the glory of God. Oh, the God of hope, that will fill you with joy and peace, believe you might receive hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's where you get hope renewed, is through the power of the Holy Ghost. It's in Romans. There's many places that tell us how to get in that serious way that God wants us to be. Oh Lord, I'm tired of the mess that I'm in. I'm tired of him coming. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God's the opposite. He's come to give you life, give you more abundant life. He's come to give you strength. He wants to give you a hope in heaven. He wants you to have peace. Oh, that you don't have to be tormented no longer, but you'll have the peace of God, the witness of the Spirit upon you. Father, I just pray that you bless your people tonight. I pray that you'll bless them in a mighty way. Oh, let them pray tonight. Let them seek you in a mighty way. Lord, for those that have their prayer requests, I pray that their needs will be met. Oh, Lord, for that prayer request that came in this day, I pray that you'll meet the need there. I pray that you'll bring healing to that body. Bring that healing to that life this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you all. Love you. But we need to really to seek God. He that dwells in the place of the Most High shall abide. You can abide in the shadow of the Almighty. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Oh, glory to God. God has given you a strength to be an overcomer. No, not to be just a nobody. But God has you to have a strength that you'll be an overcomer, that you'll be on fire for God. You'll be a witness for him, then let your light shine. Glory to God. God bless you, everyone this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen.
Thanks for joining us today. There's over 300 sermons, audio sermons here, and it's like being in the treasure house of the Holy Ghost. If you want a Holy Ghost education by the Spirit, listen to these messages, and they'll point the way for you to seek God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.